Welcome back to the flight path. Round of applause. I hope you all are clapping along at home. It's me, JD, and your co-host, Ben.
Hello.
Say hello.
I did.
All right. All right, then. We are back for a little bit of NBA talk. A little post-first round, right at the beginning of the second round. Mm-hmm. We got some... Honestly, not too much interesting happened in the first round. For anybody who was deep into the last episode and listened to my bracket predictions, I only got one series wrong, and it went to Game 7. I picked the Magic over the Cavs. It was one of those series where it didn't really matter who wins because I'm pretty sure the Celtics are going to beat either of them.
That's, most likely.
Other than that, pretty flawless, though.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, and I will say I do kind of like the Pacers matchup with the Knicks. I mean, game one didn't go great, but
no.
I mean, I think Turner and, I mean, Siakam played pretty well last night, even with OG on him.
Yeah, not too bad. Well, let's talk about Pacers Bucks real quick.
Jumping ahead.
Really a pretty interesting series. Games were either super close or not close at all. Started out after that first game. I think we were recording before or right after the first game. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But we're going to get swept after that first game. And then Pacers stole game two at Milwaukee, which is always great.
Yeah.
And then brought it back home and won both of those games to go up 3-1. Game three, I was watching that on my phone because I was chaperoning a middle school sleepover. Worst night of my life, by the way, as one would expect.
Yeah, as one would expect.
Yeah. Incredible game. It went to overtime. I don't even remember. It's been like a week or two now. I don't even really remember exactly what happened.
I went to the game.
Oh, right.
And that was, I remember you texted me maybe after the game. You're like, that's the best game you've ever been to.
I did. I said that.
Which I thought was funny that you're like, that you've ever been to. I've been to better
games.
True. But
well, no, I mean, it would have been the best game I had ever been to, too, but I wasn't there.
And it really was. Chris Middleton is, was the second coming of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
I was a dog in that game. I couldn't believe it. I was pissed.
Even like before he started like really cooking at the end. He just didn't miss. And I was like, this guy is becoming a problem. And then sure enough, fourth quarter, he just kept not missing.
And
some of those shots that he hit. Oh.
And that was a game with Dame.
Yeah.
Dame had 30 points in that game too. But Chris Middleton dropped 42 and 10.
Ridiculous.
Legacy game from Chris Middleton. I mean, he's an NBA champion. You know, he was a big part of that. That championship. It's not too surprising.
I mean, he can clearly still play too. I mean,
absolutely.
I think people were, counting Chris Middleton out a little bit after Giannis was hurt, but
yeah,
he
definitely stepped up
back.
In that series. I mean, he was probably, other than game one, probably their best player.
Yeah. I don't think Dame played that well.
In game one, he did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, lights out. But no, Dame did not. I mean, and then obviously in game six, closeout game for the Pacers at home, Bucks lose that one. Dame was back for that, but, you know, he was coming back from an injury that he probably wasn't really ready to play for. But I think he saw the writing on the wall that they were not going to win that game without him.
No.
Or with him, apparently. That game
he
three,
shot
if
really
you have anything...
Well. He shot really well from the free throw line all series.
Dame?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did a very good job at getting to the line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's just a good free throw shooter, and that's where so many of his points came. Which is,
I would like to see the numbers on that.
Yeah, I was kind of bitching about it, but because it's like he kept doing that little kind of stop, and he'd get Nembhard playing like aggressive defense, and he'd kind of get him while he was driving to the paint, kind of like similar to what Brunson does.
I was about to say.
So annoying. But the thing that like it was more annoying because like he couldn't really shoot. That's why he was doing it. It was to try to get into a rhythm, I feel like. And where I was like, I got it. You got to respect that. I mean, he has to get going. And if he has to do that from the line, then yeah, it is.
I hate it, but it is part of the game.
And Brunson, it's even more frustrating because, I mean, as we saw last night a few times, Nembhard played good defense, not biting and getting too close to draw the foul. Mm-hmm. And then Brunson still hit the step back.
Yep.
Because Nembhard has, it's like you can't do anything you can't win about that.
Like if you don't foul him and he drops back instead of going into the foul, then he's going to make the basket.
Yeah.
And if you go for the shot, if he doesn't step back or take a step back like 4 feet, then you're going to get a foul and he's going to make the free throws. He was 14 of 14 last night from the free throw line.
Oh my gosh. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's stick to the box for a second. Sorry.
I'm really heated about that Knicks game last night.
Yeah, that was. But I mean, you just said it. You know, that first game in Minnesota, you're like, oh, we're going to get blown out. And, you know, look where we ended up.
Oh, after the Bucks game?
Yeah.
After game one against the Bucks? Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Because Dame just looks so good. And now I think.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be totally unstoppable.
Yeah. Brunson might be, though. I think that might be the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, Bucks, anything else to say there?
I mean, this can not really much more about the Bucks. How can I forget? We knocked Patrick Beverley out of the playoffs. And I was saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate Patrick Beverley.
The whole time before, I think I might have said it on the podcast or at least like texted you, like, we have a chance to knock Patrick Beverley out of the playoffs. That's more exciting than. Not
then winning a playoff series.
No, not that. But it was second. That's what
pretty
I was
close.
Most, the second most excited.
I was pretty glad that we got. I honestly had not developed any sort of hatred towards Pat Bev before this series. I really didn't know too much about him. But God, what a little slimy dude!
I know, and he went out in glorious fashion. It was like,
throwing a ball at a fan.
Perfect. Yeah, and then 100%
going to get suspended for that.
Ridiculous. And I forget what they said. I think they were they were yelling like pack your bags for Cancun or something. They're like chanting Cancun.
Yeah.
Which is something so like I was like, well maybe, you know, like because sometimes fans can get really out of hand.
Yeah, but that's also just like the number one rule for NBA players. Yes. Don't like I mean, look at Ron Artest.
I know exactly. The Pacers don't have a great track record with that kind of thing. So,
but it's the other way around now. So,
yeah. He went out in spectacular fashion. That was amazing. And then you shared that you don't really like Bobby Portis, which through the series, I kind of developed that as well, where I was like, but I do like him. He's goofy and he's kind of a baller.
Yeah, like he is kind of a baller. That's the thing. Bobby Portis at least can play basketball well. Patrick Beverley sucks at basketball. He's not good. He, you know, it was his legacy game in game five when they cut the series from 3-1 to 3-2 at home. And he's acting like LeBron just beating the Warriors down 3-1 in game seven.
Dude, he does that all the time.
And he had, 15 points or something?
I forget. Not many.
And again, it's a home game to cut the series to 3-2. There's nothing to celebrate right now.
No.
You are still in a really bad fucking position.
Yeah. And yeah, you know? We go home to a fantastic environment in Indy.
Killed them.
My hope is that like the Knicks goes to 7 and we are undefeated at home.
That'd be great. I mean, I'd be cool with winning in 6.
I mean, yeah, that could be cool, but, you know, if we can't beat them in the Garden, you know, at least.
I'd rather beat them. I'd rather finish the series at home.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not.
Obviously.
It's pretty cool to finish the series away, especially in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Bucks, sayonara. We won the season series 8-3. Including playoffs. Bums.
I love
it. new budding rivalry, at least a what's the word I'm looking for? An in-season rivalry, because, you know, how often might we play them in the playoffs? I'm not sure, but
yeah,
I definitely mean, it's not them being in our division.
Yeah.
Traveling a lot to see each other. I'm hoping that we can continue that. And I like Giannis a lot. This is the thing about this year's playoffs with the Pacers is that it's going to make me hate a lot of players that I really like. Because I really like Giannis. And Jalen Brunson is like one of my favorite players in the NBA. And since last night, you could tell me he was Patrick Beverley with how much I feel like I hate him right now. And so I really hope lose my love for him, but it very well may happen.
I think it might die down after the series. Going into next regular season, you'll be like, oh,
maybe. I don't know.
You'll forget about it.
I've kind of hated Giannis ever since that game ball situation.
Yeah, I mean.
But also, Jalen Brunson hasn't necessarily done anything like that. He's just like too good.
He's just too good.
Yeah.
The whole Bucks organization is just screwed up, though. They fired their head coach midseason.
Yeah, I don't. And they were like 30-12.
Yeah.
They had like the second best record. Yeah. So I don't know what was going on there.
Apparently, they wanted. One of the things I've heard is that Doc Rivers has a ton of like coaching experience, or I don't know. There's rumors that Giannis wasn't happy with the way like he was coaching. Like
Giannis had to have had a say in it. They don't fire their coach without asking.
Yeah,
the second best player in the world.
True.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? See you next year.
Yep. Anyway, Pacers win that series. Knicks win their series against the Sixers in six at Philadelphia, which is probably a pretty good feeling. I like the Knicks because I was a pretty big fan of theirs while Obi was on the Knicks. And I like what they've done with the team, especially with bringing in Jalen Brunson. But yeah, I'm pretty upset with them after game one last night. But I'm more upset with the refs. And I was saying before we recorded, but I'm going to just repeat myself. I'm not one who is ever the guy who's like, the refs lost us the game. Right? I hate people like that, especially in college basketball. But I'm never that guy. But this one time, you almost have to admit that the game very much so could have ended differently had the refs called some fouls just in the right way. Had they done their job, you know?
Yeah. I don't think, while I do agree with you, I think we kind of let them into that game. Their perimeter defense, I mean, we couldn't get anything going.
Yeah.
It felt like that at a lot of points of the game, where like our half court offense kind of really stales out, which is something I noticed during the Bucks. But like when we can move the ball, and like we do not slow the ball, we throw that ball up the court and try to get fast break points, which is great because we can string those. Our defense has been better, get some turnovers, string those together. They miss a shot, you know, which is great for us to like catch back up. But their perimeter defense just locked us down.
Anytime we get stuck in the half court, we're screwed.
And the
only person who could get around it was TJ McConnell.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point in the game, TJ wasn't really in when they were really pressuring us, like, late.
Yeah.
Maybe he was, but it was just too much.
No, he wasn't.
Past the free throw line.
No,
like, even the dump-ins, and that's where Hallie had that, turnover to OG on the pass. Mm-hmm. Him and Turner was rolling, and he stopped.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to keep rolling. That's where it's like, you have to roll in there. Like they
every single time he's going to do that, and this time he did.
Yeah. They want to keep us out. Like, try to penetrate. Like, get them to come double you. We can get somebody open. Like, you popping out doesn't do too much. They're just going to trap you up there.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even the pick and rolls to get the ball down past the free throw line is a lot of the reason why we can get so many open threes, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so without being able to get it past the free throw line, it creates more issues on the perimeter for us. which again, it's just getting caught in the half court because the Knicks play a 7-man rotation, right? That's why we're able to play so fast. And the Knicks are a fast team. If they had guys who could sub in, they would be able to play that fast the whole time too, but they don't. Josh Hart probably has more energy than anyone on the Pacers.
Oh my God, yeah.
And he can go for 48 minutes like that probably, but they don't have enough guys to replace everybody else to be able to do that. But if they can slow us down like they did in a lot of instances last night, that's where they're going to win the series.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that Hallie only, which Hallie is a great like assister. And I think like there's a lot of guys on our team that can kind of pick up that slack scoring wise from him. Like people are so caught up on like, I mean, even I am, where I see like he has a game where he has like 12 points. It's like, oh, that sucks.
He had six last night.
Well, that's really bad. But, you know, even against the Bucks, where he had like one game, he had 16 and like 18 assists.
Yeah.
But even those like 12, when he has 12, 13 assists, only like 10 something points, it's like
that's never an issue.
It's like, yeah, no. Like he's contributing, like our other guys score. Mm-hmm. He can do that. But I mean, it does really help against a team like that if he's able to shoot and score.
Yeah. With Hallie last night too, I think he only had 3 turnovers for the game, but they all came at really inopportune times.
Mm-hmm.
Like late in the game where we really needed to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And so I think that a lot of the blame deservedly probably falls on him because he's supposed to be the best player on the team and he didn't really show up, you know, even with his 8 assists, maybe, you know, like I just,
well, yeah, no, 8 assists is not 6 and 8.
If he's only going to score 6 points, he needs 18 assists.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
But yeah, I thought that the officiating was piss poor in that one. A lot of different things could have gone different ways. They called a kick ball that didn't kick.
Yeah, that was.
He hit it with his hand.
I mean, that was a fast break too.
Yeah, it was. Oh yeah, yeah. Cool. We were scoring on that 100%. So it basically a 5-point swing because it turned into DiVincenzo's go ahead 3 right at the end of the game, which basically sealed it. And if that goes the other way, 5-point swing, we lost the game by 4 points.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that DiVincenzo couldn't have hit the 3 right after still, but you know, and then we just had a mistake of getting an off ball foul before the ball got thrown in on basically the last possession, which gave them a technical free throw and the ball, which turns into 3 points.
Yeah.
So
that was,
you know.
Yeah, a lot of unfortunates that then per like officiating, but I don't know. I see it as a positive. I mean, easily that stuff could have happened to them and we could have won by 4 or 8 points, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and we were in it, like we gave it to them. And if it's going to come down to that kind of stuff,
if that's the reason that's okay. We lost by 4 points in the Garden game 1,
I mean,
yeah, we're in a pretty good position.
We're in a pretty good spot if we can keep that up.
After last night, obviously, if we would have won, I'd be confident that we were going to win this series 100% right now. But I feel even more confident now that we have a chance than I did feel when we went into that game. Because, I don't know, losing game 1 on the road is expected.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
That's what it was. I was so excited. Like, can we steal game 1 at the Garden?
Right. I know.
Like, oh my
gosh. For most of the game, I was sitting there thinking, oh my God, we can win.
I think everybody in Pacers Nation was like,
mm-hmm.
Is that Reggie Miller?
If Reggie Miller is calling the game tomorrow in New York. God. Which
let's go.
I heard some people saying that he's going to have a tough time with the fans there.
Oh, absolutely, he will. Absolutely, it's going to be awesome. But
that's going to be awesome for Reggie Miller to call a Pacers versus Knicks East semifinals game.
That's incredible. All he has to do is coach one.
Coolest thing ever.
I'll have like every side of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway,
if you if anybody's unfamiliar with the Pacers-Knicks rivalry back in the Reggie Miller days, I'm not super into like sports documentaries and like 30 for 30s. While they are great, the Reggie Miller Winning Time one is the best.
Oh my God. I probably haven't seen that since I was a kid. I need to rewatch it.
You probably watched it at my house. I probably made you watch
probably.
It.
Probably. I remember watching those at your house, and I would watch those with you, and then I would watch them with my dad all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like just doing it to like seem cool, because I was like not – I didn't know people on sports teams and everything.
Yeah, same.
But like watching a 30 for 30, like you got me.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even – need to know the people. It's just like,
no,
the guy looks sick. Like me, yeah. Like, you know, like middle school age me watching, hearing about Rick Smits, and I was like, who the fuck is this guy? But he's sick.
Yeah,
he's like 7'2". Like, this guy's awesome. I think that's all I had to. Oh my god, Obi Toppin.
Yeah.
Is playing phenomenal, and
especially the game the past 6 two games. Of the Bucks series. What, he had like 21 points or something?
Yeah,
he was lighting up in downtown. He's driving. He's like moving with the ball right now, which he hasn't done all season.
No, it's clicking for him. Whatever it's he's doing
at just the right time. He was feeling it last night in the Garden. You know, first time back during the playoffs. He hit an East Bay dunk between the legs. In game in the playoffs, which Obi Toppin, if you're listening to this, don't do that again. Because I think if he would have missed that shot, Rick Carlisle probably would have murdered him in that moment, and they would have canceled the series.
He would have
because he would have literally murdered him on the floor. Because it was like it was a close game at that point, and I don't think it was the first half.
It was not. It was third quarter.
Like, what are you thinking? But it was so sick. And dude,
it was so sick.
Like, hearing the crowd, I think they all started booing him. Like, they were pissed.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I think that New York still has, like, a heart for Obi. Like, they were pretty big fans of him and kind of realized that he kind of got slighted with Julius Randle figuring it out and becoming an all-star the year that Obi got there. And so he had to play behind him. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to like him much. After that, especially if he can show up and be a reason why we can win this series, that's going to be awesome.
I was excited for him to go back and just for this series, hoping he has like a big moment, like a big game. And that, like, just right off the rip in the first game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's it. I mean,
he got it.
I think that's all he like wanted to do this series. I mean, I'm sure he wants more, but. That was too crazy.
It was. And then
TJ McConnell.
Oh, he had 12 points in 19 minutes. Pretty good. 6 boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, TJ McConnell. He's been playing great the last 2 games as well. He's averaging like 20.
He has been watching him play throughout the season. It's been so much fun. Mm-hmm. He has such like a way about like getting into the lane, and like he kind of has a post game. Like those little like fadeaway like turnaround jumpers.
Oh yeah.
As he's like driving like Brunson through. Does. Oh yeah. It's so beautiful. And I'm starting to see Nemhard kind of do that stuff too.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, like Nemhard is our next TJ McConnell.
Right.
TJ's gonna teach him everything he knows, and we're just gonna have another one.
Well, you know, I think the coolest thing is that at the beginning of the season, TJ McConnell was not gonna be a part of the rotation. And like him and Rick Carlisle had to have a conversation about this that apparently brought both of them to tears, according to Rick Carlisle.
Wow.
Because he was just like, you don't fit in the rotation right now. And now he's getting 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Come postseason.
Oh my. Yeah. And
he's been a huge part of why this team has been so successful this year.
Such a difference maker.
Yeah.
Which is kind of. I can see how he like wouldn't fit into the rotation with some of our young guards and stuff. But like just his presence and I'm guessing he had to have that like conversation with himself where it's like, I have to fit in.
Yeah.
I have to be a difference maker. Cause that's
one. I mean, he's just like, he's this quintessential, like, you know how, like talking heads on ESPN, usually older white guys, they're always like, oh no, that's a basketball player right there. But they're just talking about white dudes.
Yeah.
And, but TJ McConnell, like, embodies that to a T. Like, he's like a, just a hard worker and like,
yeah.
It's like that quote that some guy, he was like, oh, Lamar Jackson, he's not very quarterbacky. Because he, and then he just like listed like Josh Allen and I don't know.
Oh my God.
Justin Herbert and all yeah. these other like young Joe white guys. Burrow. Yeah. And then like Lamar just like went off. Anyway, I'm on a tangent about something totally different.
Quarterbacking. Yeah. TJ is kind of that, like, the, especially in Indiana, because
yeah,
Indiana can be a little old timey. Mm-hmm. Indianans love basketball, so that's like he's got the fundamentals.
Yeah, dude.
They just,
six,
you know,
foot one, like just a hard worker.
Well, I mean, good for him, and yep. he's helping out a lot. So that's okay. I think that's all I have to say about.
Yeah, me too.
The Pacers probably go over a little bit of the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Everything went, the Heat won a game and they looked great. They hit like 17 threes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you that get hot crazy. In a game, and any yeah. team can get hot from three and win any game basically nowadays.
Very, very true.
And I just really expect them to win any games.
No, I mean, I wasn't like, never count them out. Cause yeah, I've always liked.
They like blew them out in Boston game two.
Yeah, it was. Oh yeah,
but and everybody then obviously was like, nothing else happened.
Oh, this is like, oh, maybe the Heat have a chance.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, well. Just like, you know, they started thinking about last year. They were a play-in team, knocked off the Bucks, number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, that was with Jimmy Butler though.
Exactly.
And this is the new look Boston Celtics, which
yeah,
dominated and are dominating currently. They're up 80-66 right now.
Ouch. On the Cavs.
Which isn't terrible. 14 point, but
yeah.
You know, we'll see. It's game one in the Garden. Or
TD two Gardens.
There's yeah, the TD Garden. I hate that I just did that.
Yeah.
Such a mass hole. But yeah, I don't think anything's gonna happen there. Hopefully it's a good series though. Maybe. I like the Cavs.
Yeah.
Good, cool team to root for. A lot of good players. But the Celtics are probably going to do Celtic things.
Yeah. Other interesting first round series, kind of touched on Sixers and Knicks. Who cares?
That was very, very dramatic series.
It was. I mean, and I think all of the games were within like 5 points or something.
Wow.
And then what else? Denver. Beat LA in five. Minnesota beat the Suns in great. Four.
Then LA just fired their entire coaching staff.
Yeah.
Which is
probably warranted. I mean, the coaching in that series was really bad. I don't see anything like better happening for them next year. But yeah.
I mean,
how
I don't
many
know
coaches have they been through? They fired he was the old Pacers coach.
Oh, Frank Vogel.
Yeah, they fired Frank Vogel 2 years after winning the championship.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand that a lot of teams are doing that. The Bucks fired their coach 2 years after a championship. Like,
yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just because they lost in the first round. Like, come on.
It's such a, like a, it's very unique because, like, in football, like, especially, like, coaches and, like, players. I mean, sometimes, like, coaches get fired after their first year. Like players, yeah. If you go to a team, like usually you don't like, well, I'm out, like trade me. Like there's right. so much like quick turnover in the NBA with like players and coaches.
Yeah. They all just unique. Get passed around.
Yeah. And I don't know what LA's thinking. I mean, they don't exactly have a young roster with like a ton of assets.
No.
Like they're only going to get worse from here. Like they need a lot of other pieces and.
Yeah.
The pieces they do have, AD and LeBron, like
yeah, and Austin Reed.
Unless they
like
trade them,
it.
But like, yeah, you're not going to trade LeBron and AD. I mean,
no. LeBron, unless they both went AD out. Had like his best season ever.
Yeah.
This year, and like one of his best postseasons. Like, he's an incredible playoff performer. And I mean, LeBron is a free agent this summer. And he's exercising that, but I think he can exercise that just to negotiate his contract as well.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't see him leaving right now to go play with anybody unless Bronny gets drafted. Because otherwise, yeah, I think he probably just wants to be in LA, you know? But I don't know. I don't see him leaving. I don't see the Lakers doing anything interesting anytime soon. I think that LeBron's championship window is completely closed. And you probably the end of that.
That's what they never said about Tiger.
Yeah. That's individual. I think LeBron could do it if this was a 1v1 thing. So,
yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the Timberwolves. It's the only team left.
Yeah, Timberwolves are playing great. They, I was at game one of Timberwolves Nuggets, and it was a pretty good game, but Anthony Edwards just went off. He's incredible. He's the next big thing.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. And their entire team is just playing incredibly. They just beat the Nuggets in game two in Denver. They're up 2-0 as the away team by 30. And they were up ridiculous. 30 at half.
That game was too late for me, but I saw clips. It looked
Yeah, brutal. I only watched the first half. I think I still had it on, like in the background, but I wasn't really paying attention to the second half. It was just bad.
That's, I can't believe what the clinic that Minnesota's been putting on.
It's insane. Every player on their team is contributing in such a meaningful way.
Oh my God.
Naz Reid,
there we go.
Naz Reid, been going crazy. He just took over in game one in the fourth quarter, had like 15 points or something.
And did you see him shut down Joker too?
Yeah.
The Joker?
Mm-hmm.
Just
bodied. Nobody does that except for Rudy Gobert, who's also on their team.
Yeah.
And missed game two.
And also, Naz Reid is like 24.
Yeah, which it blows my mind.
Yeah,
he looks like so old.
So old.
Like, that guy cannot be my age.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Edwards makes sense that he's 22. Like, he looks like he's 22. But this guy looks, like, so old to me.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, me either. But, like,
maybe the little facial hair. I don't know. He just... And he's a beast. I put in, after their Sun series, I put in our doc, just Naz Reid.
That's all you need to say.
We need to talk about this man. He's incredible. The Naz Reid towels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but Minnesota like gave everybody like as like they a game Naz gift. Naz Reid night. It's just a towel that says Naz Reid on it, and it's the greatest thing ever.
A bunch of people were walking around at game one of the Nuggets with those towels because I was sitting right behind the Timberwolves bench, and so I was in the mix of all the Timberwolves fans, and people were just holding those things up. And I saw a couple of, they were also towels, but it was just Anthony Edwards, like, smiling, like, his stock photo or whatever. So they must have had an Anthony Edwards night, too.
Yeah.
They're having fun over there in Minnesota.
They are, and I'm having fun watching them.
Me, too. My original pick for the championship was the Denver Nuggets. I still don't think that's a bad pick. But man, they got a really bad draw with these Timberwolves, and I think that the Timberwolves are going to win it all now. I genuinely believe so. I don't hate that.
Also, underneath Naz Reid, I was talking about Ant-Man. Want him to win a championship soon. It might come sooner than I was expecting.
Yep, he was drafted number one overall in 2020, and I remember I didn't watch him at all in college except for the one game that Dayton played against them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're picking this guy? Like, Obi Toppin beat him in a game. I was like, so Obi Toppin should be number one, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Shout out Minnesota for probably the best number one pick in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In that guy.
Just an absolute monster. And
yeah. He's so sick. He's so fun to watch. watch he play is, basketball.
And he's such a great personality too. I wanted to talk about this. I
except for that that whole abortion thing.
Oh, I did not hear about this.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Dude, he like, I guess he got
Anthony
this girl.
Anthony Edwards abortion?
Yes. He got this girl pregnant and she was like, they were like DMing on Instagram and the DMs came out. And he just like kept incessantly saying like, send the pic, send the pic, send the pic of like the receipt that it happened. Cause he like paid for it and like, it was like, I don't remember exactly what was said, but it was just like, it was pretty off-putting. He had to put out like the public apology and like, and this was just a couple months ago, but like totally nobody cares anymore at all.
Nobody cares.
The entire basketball world has completely forgotten that.
That's a, oh, hell no, I can't do this.
Dude, the way he's like texting in it.
Oh my god. So what now? Great response. Okay, I can read these off. He says, get an abortion, lol. Oh my god. It's kind of terrible, but.
It's really bad.
Oh my god. That was just the first, his first two messages.
Get an abortion, lol.
Yeah. Hell no. And then Nas with like an L at the end too. Hell no. I love that. Okay. I'll read these later, but that is too funny. Well, that takes us not a great transition to our next point about I saw some of those ESPN guys or whatever were talking about the face of the NBA. Jay Williams thought it was Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like clowning on him. And I've heard right now that like I guess, but like he doesn't want to be it. Like he's very open. Like
yeah, about but like, he's the best player, and it's not close. Yeah.
But I mean, I think Ant is.
Oh, he's the next one for sure.
Yeah, and like he's just proving it. Like
yeah,
he's got a great personality, and I just can't stop seeing those texts in my head.
Yeah, I know.
Very horrible, but I mean, like his interviews, everything, like.
Dude,
he's
yeah.
very appreciative. He works hard as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I don't know. I think he's perfect. And he's such a good basketball player. He's
so
incredible
yeah, dude.
To watch.
I mean, he's going to lead the Minnesota Timberwolves to a championship at 22 years old.
Oh, my God.
And if not 22, then at 23 next year. Because mark it right now. They're winning this year or next year, no matter what.
That it looks too good for them and for him. I mean.
Yeah,
the future is very bright in Minnesota.
It sure is. They might have the best big three in the league right now with him, Gobert, and Towns.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, I think they have some good young talent too. I think they're a relatively young team, which is just even greater. And I mean, so are the Thunder.
The too, Thunder
we
are
even talked
the,
about the
youngest
Thunder
team.
Yeah, they have a great future as well.
Yeah, I think they swept the Pelicans, as far as I know.
Yeah, I have not watched many of their games, unfortunately.
No, I didn't watch any of that series. I am really excited for their series against the Mavericks. I think, to me, the Thunder win in 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of people saying it's going to go to 7. I don't know. I watched the Thunder a lot this year, or the Mavericks a lot this year. I don't think that they can do it. They took, 6 games to beat the Clippers? Or was it 7?
Yeah.
I don't
it was
know.
6.
The Clippers are good.
Tragic
ending to their season. They just...
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they lost Kawhi for the last couple games, and they just floundered out. And a season with such hope for that team. I mean, people were really like, this could be finally the year. And to lose in the first round like that...
I mean, that's classic.
Yeah.
Clippers.
Classic.
I mean, even back with the Blake Griffin CP3, they all like didn't they always lose in the first round?
They never did anything of note. Maybe they made the conference finals like once.
I don't even think they went that far.
I don't want to say they did
with
either.
That team. Because I remember I think Dylan Stagg used to be a Clippers fan. I used to make fun of him. I was like, how's the conference finals, dude? Me probably being a
Pacers fan.
I was an Oklahoma City Thunder fan with
Durant
and Westbrook. So, you know, I mean, I had no game talk.
Right.
Anyway, I mean, they went, but, you know,
yeah,
kind of a bandwagon anyway.
Yeah, I think the Thunder are great. You know, Shea could be one of those guys who could be the next face of the NBA, but
true.
Yeah, Ant is so much more outspoken, and I don't know. Seems like the guy.
He does seem like the guy, but hopefully that's a good young rivalry to watch. I mean,
yeah,
that'll be fun, and that could be
really be great to see them in the Eastern Conference Finals. Those two teams, the Western Conference. Sorry, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Those two super young teams with two super young superstars. Super, super, super.
Oof. Super, super, super.
I just needed to say that a couple more times.
Okay. One thing I was thinking about was kind of this could be like, I mean, poor Jason Tatum he's kind of also poised to be the face of the NBA.
Yeah, but he's just like,
he's been good.
There's nothing interesting about him.
Which is kind of like what you would want out of, I mean, not too much, but like for the NBA, they kind of.
As the guy on your team, yeah, you probably want that guy.
I don't know, but like he's a great guy. Like he's such a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's really like a pretty low like liability risk.
Yeah.
In terms of like being a face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he's a good dad. Like there's nothing, there's no scandals awaiting.
Which, and like he's been like right there, like Kobe was his mentor, like he's been on such a great team, like the Boston Celtics are like a legacy team in the NBA too. It's kind of like one of the big three teams in the NBA. So it, like he feels poised, and I feel like everybody's overlooking him, which I kind of am.
Yeah,
too,
I think it's just that it's, you know, he's not 19 anymore. Even though people still make that joke, because they would always be like, he's only 19 doing this. But he's like 26 now, and he's been playing for a long time, and they have not got that championship, you know?
True.
The last 2 years should have been the 2 years that they should have gotten it. And this year especially, they have to win the championship this year.
Yeah. And so that's where it goes. Like, if they make the finals and they play Ant, and Ant wins, it's kind of like, that's the nail in the coffin.
Right.
Like you like had,
he
a
just
chance.
Cannot get over the hump of winning a championship.
Hump.
But it, the next LeBron was the just... same way. LeBron didn't win a championship for his first like 8 or 9 seasons.
True.
And went on to win 4. So it can still happen. But and he is, he's not 19, but he's still only like 25, and he has 6 years of experience. And how many times have they been to the Eastern Conference Finals?
So many times.
Like 5 or something.
Yeah.
So, they have plenty of time, whether it happens this year or not.
Yeah.
They don't need to change anything.
For me, the Celtics are just, like, the least exciting team.
I think they're just so good without looking like it. They're not flashy. They just win their games.
Yeah. And they always go deep in the playoffs, and nothing comes.
Yeah.
And so, at this point, it's like, oh, my God, like, these guys again? Like,
yeah.
I have to just, like, wait to watch. To watch
wait
them
till
lose.
They get knocked out in the conference finals or the finals.
Yeah. Which, I mean...
I still cannot believe that they lost to the Warriors in 2022. The Warriors have no business. Clearly they did. I mean, they won, but like...
And yet they won, yeah.
What the hell? Anyway, I don't know. Pretty good first round series. I'm really only excited about Knicks Pacers... And I guess I'm not that excited about Nuggets and Timberwolves because to me, the series is over.
Yeah.
There's no chance to me that the Nuggets come back.
I mean, I'm excited to watch Anthony Edwards play more.
Yeah, me too. And but I would love to see Jamal Murray turn it back on like it did in the first round. I love playoff Jamal Murray, but like...
Yeah. He was getting
I don't
eaten
know.
Up last night.
Oh, yeah. And he just got fined $100,000 for throwing a heating pad on the court.
I saw
last
that.
Night
that
during
was,
the game.
That was crazy. What goes through
a lot
your
of people
head?
Thought he was gonna get suspended, which he probably should have.
I don't know if it's suspension worthy.
I mean,
it's pretty
a
bad.
Fan would probably get like a lifetime ban from going to NBA games for throwing something on the floor. But I don't know. I'm a big fan of Jamal Murray's.
It's probably a NBA thing where it's like, this really ends the series.
Yeah, 100%, and that's why they don't want to do it.
No, which I,
which in some cases I respect. Like, some ways I don't. I don't know.
I think it'd be the same. And I can hear my dad or somebody being like, "That's why I hate the NBA." But I 100%. Feel like it's very possible that that happens. In NCAA too. It just happened. Last year with Brandon Miller, and then this year, was it Mark Sears or
who was? I don't know what you're referring to.
That was like facing some case.
Brandon Miller was in on like that gun charge.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. I think there was one from this year, not a few years ago. And I forget.
I don't know.
For some reason, I'm thinking Dalton Connect. Somebody like was in some kind of a big issue. And everybody's like, should they be playing? So it can go both ways, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. I don't think I have anything else.
No. Thanks for listening. This was way longer than I think either of us intended it to be.
Yeah.
And if you're still listening, follow the Twitter, the Flight Path UD, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're listening, you probably got this from Twitter. I think so. Yeah, let's check that real quick.
Probably. Yeah, the Flight Path or just Flight Path UD.
Flight Path UD on Twitter.
Pretty cool. We're pretty cool guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back later with been a lot of updates on the Dayton side of things, so we'll be back soon to do a full episode on that. So
yeah.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Appreciate it.